Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon, and welcome back, everyone. Now, this is a new part of the show for Psychic Talk Radio that we're doing here. We're now doing some mornings, and we're trying to get in as many mornings as we can. It won't be every morning, but we will have most mornings scheduled. Now, I've just opened up the chat room right before bringing the show live and on air today. So anyone from the chat room can go ahead and chat up with each other. I'm not going to be taking questions from the chat room, so just bear with me. I don't have a another moderator or another pair of hands here in the morning to help me out with that. So we have also our shows that we normally host on Saturday that will still continue on Saturday at night this coming weekend. After that, the show time for night times will be moved to another day during the week. Okay, we're going to start taking callers here momentarily. But for those of you that are out there listening and calling in, we do make our announcements before taking callers. And we have our final announcement for today. You want to go check out the website at howpsychic.com to be able to purchase any one of your private readings. We have a couple sales going on right now. We have a $5 sale on the 30-minute reading. We also have a $15 sale going on and some other great ones at our website, and that is howpsychic.com. Okay, and when we bring you on air today, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. We're going to bring on our first caller today momentarily. Just as a note, for those of you that want to call in, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Okay, our first caller for today is area code 909. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi. Yes, hi. My name is Carol. I'm calling from Colorado. And my question is, being Valentine's Day, how does my love life look for 2013? And good to see you.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Oh, and that's right. We want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day out there now. Okay. As far as what I am seeing here, has there been a man that's been a bit estranged in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And this man's been out of contact for how long now? It seems like you still have not had that contact with them.
Right. Right. It's a work in progress, let's say.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Well, first thing, I'm trying to clarify that here because I don't want to get your hopes up too much, but what I am seeing is I see that you're going to have a wonderful V-Day, okay? I feel that the Valentine's Day today for you should be good. I don't see any negative energy is going on, but what I do see is a positive. I feel that he could end up reaching out. He could end up contacting you sometime today and really trying to use this holiday as that segue to reach out and to get back in touch.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and I wish you all the best.
And thanks to you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, once more, we're going going to announce the call-in number for people here. It is 619-789-6807. So if you'd like to call in, ask your question on the show, and have it answered, please use that number to call in and raise your hand by pushing number 1 once you've called in. All right, we have another caller here, area code 856. Hello, caller, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Rosemaria, Philadelphia. And
okay.
The question is the first caller. Means it's Valentine's Day.
So the question today is, go ahead.
Love life, relationship.
Okay. And you would like to know what about love life? I want you to be a little bit more specific for me.
Anyone coming in, reconnection? I don't know how specific.
Okay.
Means it's Valentine's Day today.
Good enough. All right. Now give me one moment to try and tune in for you and see what I can pull out. All right, from what I am feeling and what I am seeing on this Valentine's Day, which is very auspicious, I am getting that the end of past relationships is here and the beginning of new relationship is here as well, okay? So it looks like it may be time to let go of the past and to move forward with the future, because I am seeing a new potential person coming in, someone that seems to really have their, you know, their stuff in order, their emotions in order, nothing really holding them back right now. I'm seeing someone that's also stable as far as work or housing, someone that doesn't have such a bad family tormental history going on, someone that seems to be at least balanced and someone that will be attractive and someone that you will find attractive, someone you will find attractive on many levels, not just on the physical but also on the emotional and the spiritual. And I feel that the two of you will have a very deep impact and connection with each other, okay? So I feel this will happen sometime within the rest of this month or the beginning of next month. I'm not going to get the exact time frame on it because that one is a bit vague right now. But I do feel that this is very positive. I feel there is still a chance that that love from the past can come back around, but it's not a very good chance. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day. All right. Our next caller for today is area code 626. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Good morning. My name is Amaka. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. Well, Santa Clarita, yeah. California.
Okay.
I wanted to find out... I've been looking, I spoke with you about finding a job. My next question was, you mentioned that sometime next week you see something coming in, but I also wanted to know if you see moving from Santa Clarita to the Los Angeles, Wilshire area or somewhere away from where I am right now.
Okay. I feel that you will have the choice to make that move. Whether you choose to do that at that time or not is a little unclear right now because we're not quite there yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, it's up in the air right now as far as which way you will go with that, because let's just say that right now the universe wants that decision to be completely within your hands.
Okay. Well, if it was within my hands, I definitely want to move.
Well, then you will be blessed, and you will be able to.
Oh, okay.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller today is area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Antoinetta.
Yes, hello, Antoinetta. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm having a lot of health problems, but I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Oh, okay. Well, how can I help you?
My question is, I had a vision a few months ago about someone moving in my home. I want to know a time frame of when you see this happening. Do you need the person's initials or name
okay.
or anything?
I need the name and I need the location.
Okay. My location is Philadelphia, PA. And
okay.
this person was going to be in the vision moving into my home. And their first name is Daniel.
That's good enough. All right, give me one moment while I try and tune in here and see what I can pull out for you. And you want to know when they're going to move in?
Yes, when would he be consulting me about moving in or showing up at my doorstep? Because I don't feel like he's going to give me much notice.
Yeah. Yeah, there won't be much notice at all. Now, here's the thing, okay? I'm going to be very honest with you. I feel like this one, the term I get is that they might flake out, okay? And what that would mean was just not show up at all, have something else. But that is I'm going to give you percentages here. I would say that's a 40% chance right now that they might not show up at all. But the rest of the percentage is there as well, which is a stronger percentage, and that looks like they will. Now, what I do get as far as timeline, you said, when is it that they're supposed to be moving in? Because I'm getting the 26th and the 27th.
Okay, would that be this month or?
This month.
Oh, wow. See, I thought it was close because normally how my intuition goes is my stomach.
Yeah.
I'll start having
yeah.
knots, and last Saturday, from 9 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning, I was in the bathroom. That's how bad. And it wasn't something I ate. It's just, it's how my intuition works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I
well,
feel like the reason this person's going to move in is because, not that they really want to come here, but because the person that they're living at.
Yeah, because they have
them,
to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the person. It's actually he's living with a relative, and the person's going to say, "Hey, you got to go. You got to get out of here." I mean, I can see
yeah.
it coming now because he's not working. He just quit another job. His life is just
yeah.
going downhill real quick.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That was my feelings exactly. But you know,
yeah.
the thing is how much do you really share? Because he seems to be someone that is wanting other people to do for him and never putting that effort in completely. It looks to me like he puts it in, he'll try just so he can say he tried, but then he'll quickly give up and he won't, you know, continue to put that perpetual energy and effort into his own well-being. He's always expecting
right.
others to do for him, and that's his
correct.
Biggest problem. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. And I just don't know how he thinks he's just going to date right back in on here because we were dating, but we're really not even seeing each other since early December. So I don't know how he thinks he's dating right back in.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I know you don't want to turn anyone down and make them homeless, but truthfully, I think it should be nipped in the bud right now, and I think that you should tell, look, you know, you can't move in, plain and simple.
Well, like I said, he did not confront me yet about moving in, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I think you really should just turn him down. and I think you should turn him loose, because the boy has to learn now. Because if not, he's going to have to go through, you know, the same cycle over and over and over again until later down the road where he winds up in a bigger wake-up call.
So it's either going to be the 26th or the 27th of this month. So we're talking like
that's correct.
In less than 2 weeks.
That's correct.
Well, that's what I was figuring, but I kind of thought I was nuts, so that's why I thought I would call. I thought, you know what, that doesn't sound right. Because
you should know by now, always trust your intuition.
Right, and I actually, it's funny because I was actually in my kitchen today, and as soon as I was trying to walk out of my kitchen, I actually seen a vision of him standing right here saying, I want to start seeing you again. I think we should start seeing each other again. I know that's going to happen too.
Yeah, well, you know, in a way, it's, hey, okay, here, I'll date you because now you're putting this up for me. And dating you, oh, well, that doesn't require any effort at all. I can just do that.
Right, but what I'm saying is when I see a vision like that, that will come to pass. Like he will stand in my kitchen. And he'll say, I want to start seeing you. But see, he has an underlying thing because he wants to move in here. See?
I know. That's not under question. I know that when we have visions, that's the thing about visions. You know, normally visions are very precise in how they occur and, you know, when they occur. And sometimes, you know, there might be one or two things that are off here and there, but you'll find 99% of the time a vision happens exactly the way it happened in the vision.
Yeah, he'll be in my kitchen standing saying, I want to start seeing you again now.
Oh, yeah.
And I just left the kitchen and just went in my living room and shook my head and said, you know what? What the heck is the problem here with this guy?
You know what the problem is? This guy, he has some childhood trauma. We know that. Oh. That's obvious. Okay, there's the psychosis right there. But then why is that trauma there? Because God knows he didn't have a poor childhood. It just seems to me that it was like the guy feels like he was bounced around quite a bit between the two or between a third party. Okay. It feels to me that the child, I'm calling him a child now because that's where his mindset is still.
Yeah.
Okay. And it feels to me, we're just lucky we don't have any other callers right now, but it feels to me that this kid, this child, this man, whatever you want to call him, he is not viewing things properly. It seems to be also within the makings of his physical self, in a way, through his genes. Although the parents didn't seem to be insane, they certainly had their issues.
Right, and see, right now he's living with his stepfather, and I'm telling you, the stepfather is going to be telling him, you got to get the heck out of here. I had enough of this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now. So, like I said, I mean, me and Dan are talking and stuff, but like I said, I have not physically seen him since December the 3rd. So I don't know when he's going to be making his appearance.
But he will, and, you know, now you know when. The appearance can happen anywhere between now and the end of this month, the 26th, the 27th, somewhere around there, okay? So now you have that to go on. But I want you to work on trusting more your visions and your gut. And it doesn't mean that you don't trust it. It just means that you need to trust it a little more, okay? And I know that you're calling in for that confirmation today, so I can give you that. But I'm feeling you had another vision. You had a vision either in your sleep or in your dreams somewhere around the nighttime area yesterday. So tell me what that was.
I have no idea. But the one vision I had at nighttime when I was sleeping was Dan's mm-hmm. new job was not going to work out, and he was going to quit that job. And then I seen him go back to his old job and begging his manager back for his old job and this and that. And I woke up, and here I found out through the grapevine he quit his new job. Now, I don't know if he's back at his old job yet. I don't know, but that's what the dream was.
Okay. He's not back there yet. That's the vision I was talking about, okay? He's not back there yet. Now, he will be back there in about a week, okay? He will be trying to do that in about a week.
But
I feel...
Are they going to take him back? I doubt it.
That's what I'm about to say. I feel that they will not take him back. I feel that that's the end of the vision. That might happen a little bit differently this time. But I feel that they will not take him back. It looks as if they're going to turn him down, and they're going to say, well, why should we take you back? Why should we even deal with you after what you've done the first time?
Right, right. Because mm-hmm. he left the keys in the building and walked off the job.
Man, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
This is a whole big and they had 20 deliveries that day.
And you're breaking up on me here.
Okay. Yeah, he just walked off the job. He just left the keys on the desk, did not tell anybody, and the next day he wasn't there to open the store, and they didn't know if something happened to him.
Right.
They even went to his house. They thought maybe he died. They didn't know.
Yeah. Okay.
And here he was at the new job, and he only lasted there 6 weeks.
Jeez. Okay, my feelings, honey, on this psychically is that you need to just cut the boy off, even when he comes back in. You know, you don't have the communication right now, but he's going to come back around, and you need to just shut him down.
Oh. Yeah, and like I said, he has not been physically working since the early part of January.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure his stepdad is ready to rip his hair out.
Yeah.
Because
I can understand that.
Right, here you got a man that's 36 years old, not working, mm-hmm. has no kids, and just sitting around in your house.
Yeah. Just lying around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lord. Okay. Well, I thank you for calling in today, and I wish you all the best. Let us know what happens with that.
Yes. If I see your show on, I will give you an update. Thank you very much for helping me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Once more, before we go ahead and end the show a little bit early today, we're going to make one more announcement. Please visit the website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. We have a couple great specials going on right now, like the $5 special for 30 minutes, and some other good ones going on at the website. So check it out. We want to wish everyone a namaste, love, light, and a good day today on Valentine's Day. We wish you all the best love and blessings out there. And have a good one.